in case you didn't hear, that was Iko with the Dixie Cups.
Sound like a bunch of kids waiting for dinner at the table and they're playing the knives and the forks, you know?
It could have been.
Anyway.
Okay, while in New Orleans recently, our American correspondent Michelle Winner took a boat tour of the region's renowned swamplands that are home to exotic flora and fauna, including alligators. On board, Michelle heard about the Restore the Mississippi Delta organization that is working to reconnect the river with its wetlands. Later, she talked to Nathan Richard, executive chef at New Orleans restaurant Cavern, who told her about the swamps being a valuable source of food and traditional life in the region.
Hi, and good afternoon from New Orleans. And I'm here with Chef Nathan Richard, who's an executive chef of his own restaurant called Cavan. How do I pronounce that, Chef?
That's pronounced Cavan.
And why?
Cavan is it's from the Irish, from Ireland, named after a town in Ireland called Cavan.
And you're Irish?
Nope. I'm true Cunas. It's actually not, you know, my restaurant. It's a friend of mine. I'm just so happy to be executive chef.
Oh, fantastic.
And he has the Irish background in him.
Now, we've heard great things about your place. Tell us a little bit about your cuisine.
Well, the cuisine is, we kind of pay homage to all the port cities. When I say port cities, that could be a port city in Ireland, or that could be the port city of Morgan City. It just all depends on what we feel like cooking. The menu is basically inspired by not only myself, but my cooks, as well as my sous chefs, to develop the menu constantly, every day, every week. We're tweaking or changing something on the menu with the fresh Louisiana seafood that we have.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had room to come and taste it this trip. Now, one thing you talked about, you were a Cunass.
Yes.
That's Cunass.
That is correct.
Can you politely tell our listeners what that might be?
You know, it's just like a redneck, you know, just a hard-working person who basically lives off the bounty of the land. Whether it's land, water, we appreciate everything that we have. And it's kind of a privilege to have that name, for sure.
That is a wonderful philosophy for living and for a restaurateur, isn't it?
It is. Because, you know, it all kind of comes together at once, and if you don't have great seafood or a great meat or great produce, you're not a great chef or a great restaurant, for sure.
So we're going to segue before we talk about what you do here with your 9/11 stair climb.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about where I met you today. We were at the Maurepoix Swamp.
Yeah, Maurepoix Swamps. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit of what they're doing out there and why we were there, and then we'll move into how you use some of the swamp food edibles.
So it's a diversion where they're trying to restore our wetlands, help restore the Mississippi River Delta, and because that is our front line of defense for hurricanes. If we don't have our marshes, we don't have our swamps, we don't have our protection, tidal surges come in and take over us. With that being said, tidal surges also take all the vegetation and push it all out. Which is a catch-22 because we need those, again, to help protect us from a tidal surge. But there's some times where they will float away during storms when that does happen.
That's a horrible loss. My gosh.
It is.
Yeah.
And Louisiana is doing really great things to help benefit the loss of the land. You know, it's a shame that we lose. I think it's a football field a minute or so, something like
that's
that,
what
or an
I
hour.
Heard. Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a shame. But it's also rewarding to see all the coastal restoration efforts being put back into it.
So this restoration effort actually is, it seems that it was a partnership. I don't know all the parties, so forgive me, but we'll have it on the website. Audubon Society comes to mind.
There's a couple of them that I kind of associate with, affiliate with. But this one, I think, was part of the Audubon Institute. It's the Restore Mississippi River Delta, the National Wildlife Federation, and just a bunch of different ones who help benefit those efforts. And again, you need one for the other, so it's kind of confusing as to what does Audubon Society or the Audubon Zoo or all that. it's all connected, you know, and Audubon does a lot of great things for New Orleans and our coast, for sure.
Because there's birds out there, there's alligators. What else is out there in the swamp?
You know, I mean, I look at the swamp, and, to me, it comes to mind, it's like, what are we going to cook for dinner?
Yeah.
Because they have so many interesting creatures and vegetation out there that you can have. You know, one of my favorites is to actually cook with is the lotus root, which we call the Grand Valais. And it's part of the lotus family. But there's so many different ways you can use that plant for cooking. One of them is the big leaves that they have that they actually use to wrap fish in. Kind of like they do in Hawaii or Jamaica, where they take whole fish, wrap them up in banana leaves. We could do that here with that. The seed pods itself for the flour, we call them swamp peanuts. Again, very, very good eating stuff that I remember as a kid having those. And then not only that, but you have the root of that plant that it's similar to jicama, as you would refer to, a starchy root that's kind of tastes almost like watercress, but very, very, water chestnut, should I say.
Yeah.
That are very similar in flavor. But again, that's just some of the stuff that you're eating out there. Let's not talk about the turtle, the garfish, the carp, the alligator, the nutria. There's tons of wildlife that just tastes so good, for sure.
So, you know, if we lose any more of these wetlands, these swamps, this habitat, we also lose the wildlife.
Well, not only that, we lose the wildlife. We lose the place to where people make their livelihood.
Oh,
you know, there's people who trap alligators for a living who make money off of that. There's people who duck hunt during duck hunting season, where they run tours, all kinds of things. Not only we lose our food, but we also change our way of life. And not only we lose that, but, you know, to me as a kid, that's something, you know, I love doing and still love doing is, you know, taking my nieces and nephews out fishing or crabbing and stuff like that.
I can't imagine how it would be without the swamp.
Yeah, and it's something that I don't ever want to have to go through. So, again, it's part of my job, part of, you know, should be everyone in South Louisiana's responsibility to take care of our natural habitat.
Absolutely.
And that's the swamps.
Absolutely. We'll have some pictures of the swamps and the trees on the website as well, because I'm not a botanist. I can't describe it, but what's visual to you when you're there?
You can't. You know, you just see, you know, the smell. It's a different smell. Some people say it stinks. Which sometimes it does, depending on where you're at, you know. But it's just a beautiful area. You have these beautiful green cypress, the bald cypress, which is native to here. You have the brown pelican. You have just the Mother Nature itself. You hear the frogs going after it, and just...
And these trees are dripping in kind of a gray...
Yeah, the Spanish moss, which is, again, another staple of South Louisiana, is the moss. It's a fungus that just grows and grows and grows. And it's a beautiful thing, you know. It's you can have that in Seattle, you can have it in Oregon, you know. Everything has their own view, but to me, it's nothing like the swamps. For sure.
It's beautiful. Now, before we run out of time, because I do all the time, I want to talk about you're a fireman, aren't you? Let us know about the project you've got.
I am a volunteer fireman. I've been a volunteer fireman for probably 18 years. And love every minute of it. Have held different ranks, different responsibilities, but my newest responsibility is being in charge of a fundraiser that we put on here in New Orleans called the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, benefiting any line of duty death in the state of Louisiana for families. And we climb 110 stories and full bunker gear, which is an extra 30 pounds or 40 pounds.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Impact.
So 40 pounds more up to on your back or on your body.
Yep.
Climbing upstairs.
It's a vertical challenge.
Oh.
And it's a rewarding challenge once it's done, because knowing that, again, you can make a difference to first responders who die in the line of duty.
Oh, my gosh.
It's something that, you know, you can give back. We also... it's our third year. We're also going to have the return of the Battle of the Badges, which is a cook-off for first responders, police, firemen, EMS, to have a chance, 20 different teams to come out and cook their best winning dish.
Oh, I love
that. It's awesome. It's bragging rights. People get into it. They start talking. And it's just interesting because everybody around the firehouse say they're the best cooks. Now we get to see who it is.
You said you also have participants from several countries?
Yes, we're having from Switzerland, Argentina, as well as Germany, who's coming in. So.
And yeah. Who's judging this? Are you?
Unfortunately, no. I got to have everything organized and ready to go.
Yeah.
But
there's
we have
lot.
Some local chefs, and some food critics who are involved in judging in it. Mostly chefs, for sure, who can come out and help with that.
Well, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time. In the restaurant, again, well, the chef is Executive Chef Nathan Richard, and he is Executive Chef of Cavan.
Cavan,
yeah. Sorry. And
all
that
good.
Is C-A-V-A-N. But you can find the restaurant at 3607 Magazine Street.
That is correct, right here in New Orleans.
That was Chef Nathan Richard from New Orleans Cavan Restaurant with our American correspondent, Michelle Winner.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.